actually called LA to serve your new visa. And we hope that you'll be able to take advantage of time to this. And it's two categories in our fringe benefits, those for active employees and those for retirees. And Lisa feels that we're not doing it properly. We obviously want to do it properly. And so we appreciate this review. I mean, it was a very thorough review, and we're going to comply, obviously, with what the recommendations are, but it's just going to take time. We're shooting for the end of June to have this all tidied up, meeting the concerns that Lisa's department has with it. And we've now set the public hearing for one discussion.
I believe July 15th.
And hopefully it could be voted on by the full legislature at your July meeting. Okay, so for a summary, it's the lease is 91 that you had it figured at, and instead there was some confusion over that because of the maintenance.
Right.
So you ended up plugging in 200 right now, but that's still not a solid number, correct? No, I believe there's a meeting Monday with Mike's office.
So you have a more solid number on that.
Right.
And then the second situation was the grants.
Right. You know, because right. And again, that's, to me, is so simple. We can get that done, and we can put it in, and it'll be on that page.
We understand why. In other words, there's one version of active versus inactive, and then, you know, you never know what's coming in. So, I mean, with college grants, you know, it's cool. It's a solid thing. You don't know every year that you're going to get this particular grant. You may get more, you may get less, you may not get anything. The foundation may chip in. You don't know. Right.
Exactly.
So you do that, but you figure that's a solvable problem.
I think it's very solvable.
So the benefit one is right now is a little in question because of the way
continuing negotiations.
Right, you're in continuing.
Now, I even offered through Chris White that the college would assume the responsibility for exterior maintenance. I think it would be a lot cheaper than what essentially is an $80,000 add-on to our lease. So I understand there is a meeting Monday. We'll kick it around and see. I'd like to do it.
So what is Chris White doing in on it with
this? He's been involved from the very beginning.
And
they actually lateraled it off to Public Works when we actually started construction. So.
Right, okay.
But Chris was the one who called me and said, this is our first look at this, and we think $80,000 on top of the payback of the bond is reasonable. And I said, well, I don't think it's reasonable because I didn't even think we were going to do it that way. But my mistake.
So they want $80,000 a year for maintenance?
Yeah.
And you could do that for less than that.
And we've also talked about we're right next to the high school. Maybe we could have a service agreement with the school district. You know, they'll have them their machine exactly. Right there. They just have to come up the hill and do the parking lot.
Right.
And they used to do the plowing for Stoking Finn in the front of the building
toward
Benedictine Hospital. So. That makes sense, and I think it would be far less than $80,000 to snowball.
Right, and you would help, and you'd be helping the Kingston City School District.
We
cut that down.
Yeah.
It's got to be half that.
Right. And then the internal maintenance, we've always supplied the cleaners for the building, and we were planning to do that as part of the operation. But we could also assume the responsibility for the boilers and the other things. Our guys would just have to come up from Stone Ridge, you know, to work on them. To me, that's a reasonable alternative. I don't know if it's going to be receptive or not on the part of the executive branch, but that's what we hope to discuss. And then the third thing is the benefits. And I understand, and it's far behind my comprehension, how we have to make sure that we really need somebody in Elliot's office, if the offer still stands, to just go through and make sure we're being correct on this. I heard earlier in the semester we might be exceeding what we had budgeted for benefits this year, so that has to be taken into account too. That was another thing that she mentioned, is that the budget has a forecasted column for this current year, and Lisa's comment was that was based as of March 31st. Now we've had two more months, and maybe that forecast should be updated so you have a better comparison what we're proposing for next year with what we've actually spent this year. And that's another thing we're going to be working on in the next 2 weeks, updating that forecasted column so you have a better idea how realistic the budget is for next year. Some of these things, Lisa was asking for backup information, and Mark was saying You know, it was based on the last 2 years. Then I take into account, for example, the snow removal. Last winter was a little bit heavier, and so it was more expensive. So, you know, to estimate overtime for our maintenance staff, you know, it's a judgment factor in his point. And a couple of those, Lisa really felt there should be the actual computation done. And that's easily fixable, too, I think. And so it's the first time I think it's been sent back. I think it's the first time we've missed our public hearing date in the 47 years I've been there. But obviously, again, we want it done right. And if it means that people are going to have to put some time in on it, we're going to put time in on it. And we want to be certain that what we present to you is realistic and it's been thoroughly reviewed and it's acceptable to Lisa's office. And that's the end of the story.
All righty. Thanks, Don. Appreciate your time.
I will tell you, so you're not surprised, through this all, our trustees were really concerned about Mark and what he was and was not doing. And as the county reviewed what we were doing, it just raised their concerns about his performance, to be completely frank.
About the what?
His performance. And they did ask me today to ask for his resignation, which he gave. There's no shenanigans going on. They just felt he should be in control of this whole thing a little bit more. With the questions that Lisa raised, I think they started to doubt. And they have before, and it unfortunately came to a head over this. And he's resigned effective the end of July because he can take his unused benefit time. So I didn't want you to read that in the paper or say,
right,
hey, Doc, you're sitting right next to me. You don't even mention it. And what kind of a coward are you? It came as a shock with Mark. His and my office are right next to each other. I got to know him quite well. He was with us 5.5 years. I enjoyed working with him. I thought he was doing a good job. I told the trustees this is the sixth budget he's doing for us. We've never overspent our budget. Last year we had a complete clean bill of health through our audit process. And I reminded them that budget formulation is different from budget management. I think we excel at the latter. I've been president 15 years, and not once have we exceeded our budget. But they just felt...
Well, it was always a pleasure to work with. I've always liked Mark. He's really humble.
And I think we can pull this all together. I think I mentioned at our last meeting at the 4-H, or the Cooperative Center, we did have some personnel reductions in this budget. Mm-hmm. We retrenched 3 full-time and 3 part-time people, 6 positions, and then 2 individuals were put totally onto grants and off the college operating budget, and 2 other people were part-time and they got their hours reduced. And so 10 people, I think our total full and part-time employees total around 440, including the part-time instructors. And so it was 10 positions out of that 440.
So this is a result of the decrease
primarily in enrollment revenue. And we have the decrease in enrollment revenue as well as a decrease in other revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be done. All of the individuals affected have been notified. There's a buzz on campus why we had to do it and who we did it to, but I think at that point in time, with the numbers we had, I thought we had to do it. Now, in this review, I think we're going to be adding more money to benefits and we're going to have to cut other places, quite frankly. But we'll see. Maybe a miracle will happen and we'll be able to save some money in benefits. I know the buzz on campus is if you find any savings, let's bring these people back as, you know, by seniority. And I said, I'd love to be able to call somebody back who I told the job ends the end of August, but we don't know that yet. So further analysis and work on our part, and we'll give you a document that we are solid with and can bring to you. As you know, we're basing next year's budget on no tuition increase. And that was the deal with our county executive when we found $120,000 additional for us on the condition that we do everything we can to avoid a tuition increase.
Yeah, but you wiped out your Fund balance.
Yeah.
Along with that.
Well, we're hoping that we don't have to go into the fund balance.
So
it was $225,000.
What do you have left for the fund balance? $225,000,
but we appropriated $89,000 for this year. We're hoping that we don't have to spend it, and we hope that there's a small addition to the fund balance. It's just a tad too early.
So the fund balance was coming out as 0.75%, I think it was.
Yeah.
Control.
I think on the state report it comes out zero because it's so little.
Yeah, I mean, all I hear is the fund balance is what makes your credit rating and your bond rating and. Take it out of the fund balance.
Well, I've been hearing for the last 20-plus years that the accounting people for public institutions say that you should have a 5 to 15%
yes.
fund balance.
Yeah.
Well, no,
for us, that would be
it makes sense.
About $1.3 million.
5 to 10% normally, the controller.
Just a quick question.
Sure.
Somewhat like the Public Service Commission, are there any expenses at the college or at the system that cannot be calculated or should not be calculated against the tuition costs? You know, like, not knowing exactly what I'm talking about, it would be like the hospitality room of Central Hudson had one, you know, and the trips to Tahiti that they couldn't add on to the expenses to the...
Actually, when we started our foundation in 1977,
mm-hmm.
I thought we could put our grants through the foundation and have more... control over how we spent the money. And not too much longer than that, early 80s, there was a big thing with Stanford University where they were using some of their grant money to decorate the president's house. And this whole buildup of it ended up being circular A21, which told you what you could or could not do with your grant money. And it essentially is you have to follow your college policies and what you can use college money for. You can't say, oh, this is extra money, and I'll divert it to paying the president's home. That can't be done. So
and what is I'm that, saying that's listed?
There's nothing, there's no funds that we oversee that aren't bounded by the same guidelines that SUNY has, regulations for community colleges, and what we can and cannot spend money for. For example, we can't spend college money for uniforms for athletes. That has to come out of the College Association, which is a private incorporated organization with their own board of trustees. And that comes from state regulation. Yeah. But there, nobody gives us a slush fund to do crazy things with.
Well, no. The utilities have separate things. I mean, it's capital investments and some things. I mean, if somebody decided to build a $1 million swimming pool, not for a program necessarily, but for the community, that might not be calculated in the student tuition costs.
Right.
If they didn't, you know, if it wasn't part of what they do. There are no specific guidelines then. Well, there are guidelines, but no specific items.
Right. Not that I'm aware
of. Okay.
Well, right. We did thanks, Tom. Nice way to roll, buddy.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
And I'll see you next Thursday.
Okay. Good luck. Congratulations, everything.
All right, I want to entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the May 12th meeting.
A second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
There we go. Sign away.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
All right, we also have a resolution 250 authorizing Elks County Executive to apply for and accept Section 5310 federal and state funding from the New York State Department of Transportation for RSVP, Neighbor to Neighbor Program, for the Office for the Aging, that's basic, the RSVP program.
I'll move it.
All righty. Second move, second, and we'll get in the second on this one. All righty, and all those in favor?
Aye.
What's today? The 10th?
Yeah. I know.
You want me to sign this, Craig, then?
Sure. Thank you. 11 days to take start getting short. I've been saying that for like 3 weeks, that's all I got.
3 weeks.
Harold's putting my warm back.
Yeah.
Got warm today.
It's okay.
Yeah, no.
It's good for the garden.
And you've been warm all winter. You know, we have.
Well, I was gone for 7 weeks. But 7 are the worst weeks up here.
Have you seen anything through?
Yeah,
that. I can't read that. Is that right. Guy? Is that you?
Okay.
That's the
Give me a
measure
for me.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yep. Now we need to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Someone?
Sorry. Beaver.
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry we couldn't get you out quicker.